The technology is the big one. When I started, police officers wrote good reports. We didn't have recording devices. We didn't have cameras. And, when you went to court, a good report was all you needed. And now you have to have it on video or it didn't happen. It's the public perception and the impact of the media has drastically changed the profession. I think for us on the technology side, I think having body-worn cameras is really an asset for us as we evaluate and defend officers' actions in the field. I know locally for us at the police department, our complaints have really dropped off on officers since we've gotten body-worn cameras because there's just such a clear record of what happened. And sometimes those complaints are misunderstandings or misinterpretations about something an officer said. But when we're able to go back and clearly see the record and share that record with somebody who's coming in to make that complaint, oftentimes it clears things up for us right away. So those are fascinating. I think on the other side of things, with where we are in policing today, post George Floyd, post COVID, with all of the things that have happened with policing reform, recruiting is challenging. It used to be 30 years ago. I remember when I tested at Ames PD, I showed up to take the test there with about 300 other people. I mean, it was amazing. I never even thought I would get a second glance, and I was lucky enough to get hired. And now we're really doing good if we have 15 people show up on a testing day to test for a police officer. And, and part of it is the change in how we work, right? And the jobs that are available. There are tech jobs and things that are available for people to do today that never existed for my generation, when we were coming out of high school. But there's also, work from home, and there are other things that people are interested in that really are challenging for us in policing. And then always on top of that is the chance that the next call that you're on makes you a national story, good or bad, depending on what happens. And I think, as we continue to kind of play through that until we get some more, I think, stability to what we're doing in policing and that the public mainstream public support really comes back behind it. I think we're going to continue to face some of those recruiting issues. But the thing that hasn't changed, I think, and this is the part that really reassures me that we're still doing all right, is we still get good people, even though there's not very many of them who really want to do the job and want to do it for the right reasons. And we're hiring those, we're finding them. And I really have enjoyed, it used to be they hired a lot of people like me. I'd go get a degree, I'd come out with not a lot of experience, you'd hire me, and I'd be a career police officer. And now we're getting people who have got some life experience. They're maybe coming to us from another field. They're coming to us out of the military. They're coming to us out of some other life experience that really gives them a lot of life perspective that makes them a good officer. And so that is really, they seem to be very good students of people and of what we're trying to teach them. And so then it's a matter of teaching them to be a police officer the way we want them to police. And that's really pretty straightforward in our field training program. So I feel good about the people that we're getting. There's just not a lot of them right now.